set free, and I've been bound to the memories of yesterday's clown. I've been set free, and I've been bound now. I'm set free. I'm set free. I'm set free to find a new illusion. I've been set free, and I've been bound. I just want to tell you people what it was I found. I saw
set free at last. Free at last, yes. The Velvet Underground. I think that was from Max's Kansas City, maybe. It's live, obviously. Ghost Dance Before that, the album was Ghost Dance. Pauline Oliveros, Procession. We heard an excerpt of that from Ghost Dance. Procession. Pauline Oliveros, the late, great Pauline Oliveros. Fabio Orsi from South of Me. We heard a good chunk of that piece, South of Me. Fabio Orsi. And that's everything for me. I got to say goodbye now. I got to make room for ye old codger. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. My last show from the Hot Box in Queens. Next week, Studio A. Studio A. At the station, WFMU, in Jersey City. Tune in for that. See you later. Bye.
Come on, let's make hoopy. Listen, mama, I know when you're hanging round. Yes, I know, pretty mama, when you are hanging around. 'Cause I don't see no fire, but I'm burning down. About you women always making me sore. There's something about you women keep on making me sore. No matter how much you get, you keep coming back for more. Till your main line come. Let me be your sidetrack till your main line come. 'Cause I can do more switching than your main line's ever done. Deodorant, lady, oh, deodorant. When you see a spider climbing up a lonesome wall, when you see that spider climbing up a wall, you can tell the world he's gonna get his ashes hauled. Deodorant,
the clerk, he wrote it down. Miss Jill Center, you must be Nashville bound. Some got 6 months, some got one solid, some got one solid, yeah indeed, Lord. Some got 6 months, some got one solid, yeah. But me and my buddy both got a lifetime, yeah. Mama, let me go to bed indeed, Lord. Fix my supper, let me go to bed. I've been drinking white lightning, it's gone to my head.
Program opened up this week with Jimmy Rogers and Let Me Be Your Sidetrack. Then we heard Cannons, Jug Stompers, and they did the Viola Lee Blues. I'm your codger here on WFMU every Thursday for an hour. Well, look, as mentioned last week, the WFMU fundraiser that went on for 2 weeks, you may remember it, it was in March, it was very successful for me. I asked listeners to mail donations directly to my bunker in East Orange on Springdale Avenue. The number of checks made payable to me was enormous, and raw cash as well. The mailman, maybe it was a mail woman, I couldn't tell. Anyway, he or she needed help because the sacks of mail containing donations were so heavy. It took 3 postal delivery trucks to deliver all the envelopes with the loot. And, Lola Bell Pancake, my assistant, and Red Butler, my buddy, helped me open all the envelopes. Poor Red. He's not good at the simple task of opening envelopes. He got so many paper cuts. But a few extra nips of Sly Weasel bourbon alleviated his pain. Anyway, so much cash is stuffed under my mattress. My new mattress, as paid for with the listener donations. It is so much cash under there, I can't sleep on it. So every night I have to collapse on the couch. But anyway, after we got this influx of, what do you want to call it, revenue, we were trying to decide what to spend it on. Well, after speaking with Remy Del Barton, who's a great impresario, of course, and also talking to my new financial advisor, Booker T. Bodenheim, we came up with an idea for one of those SPACs, Special Purpose Acquisition Companies. We are forming a consortium, the three of us, and we plan to use the money that was collected, are you ready, to buy WFMU, to acquire it, for a special purpose. You know, it's no secret that WFMU is a failed enterprise. The DJs here, they give bottom feeders a bad name. That's why they have to ask listeners for money all the time, because they don't know how to manage a business. It's something that hippies just have no talent for. Plus, it's hard to run a successful operation when the product you offer is so unappealing. And in WFMU's case, it's the programming, the degrading music that they play most of the week. WFMU is, how can I put this? It's unwholesome. It's pathological. What Fabio plays is typical of this diseased culture. Where is it written that music should be unpleasant? Life is. In fact, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has declared publicly that a good deal of the programming on WFMU constitutes a choking hazard. Well, this consortium, me, Rummy, and BTB, we are crafting an offer to acquire WFMU for a special purpose. That special purpose is to turn WFMU into a smooth music format. And by smooth music, I mean Fats Waller, Ukulele Ike, Ruth Etting, Billie Holiday, you know, smooth. As soon as we determine the value of the station, it has to be appraised, and preferably by someone who understands the definition of the quality known as overrated. It really should be sold cheap. So the consortium, we're going to reach out to Ken Friedman and his lackeys and his toadies with our proposal, and we will consummate this deal. You stay tuned. We should have some news on this monumental undertaking next week. Right now, let's get back to the great music. Here's Gene Starr and Lana Hyams, the All-Stars, on the Old Codger Show, exclusively on 78 RPM Discs. end that set of music. We heard from, first we heard Gene Starr and Lana Himes. They're all stars, with seven riffs with the right women. Then Boots and His Buddies. I've been ignoring Boots and His Buddies. We're going to be playing a lot more of them in the next few shows. We heard Rose Room from Boots and His Buddies. Sidney Phillips and his orchestra gave us Message from Mars. And then the great Earl Fatherhines with Down Among the Sheltering Palms. Old Codger Show here on WFMU. You know, these days, everyone is talking about vaccines. Vaccines are very much in vogue. Everybody wants one. Some people want more than one. Personally speaking, I don't need them. I have a natural immunity to all poxes and pandemics. Those viruses come around. They take one look at who they're dealing with, and they go away. And they warn their relatives, steer clear of that guy with the 78 RPM records and the Rancho Malario cigar who relaxes in the Pouton Shanty in East Orange. He's uninfectable. He's a badass. That's what they say. And they leave. And they never come back. Well, I was on the phone recently with Remy Delbarton about the current vaccine craze. It's the biggest vaccine craze in years. One of the biggest vaccine crazes in my lifetime. Well, and it's about time. Popular vaccines occur in cycles. And I think we were overdue. But anyway, so Rummy Delbarton said he didn't want to miss getting a piece of the action. That's Rummy. So Rummy instructed the chemists at Delbarton Labs to get on it. And they did. They put on their white lab coats. They adjusted their microscopes. And they lit their Bunsen burners. And they lit their Lucky Strikes. Because their smoking isn't just permitted at Delbarton Labs. It's encouraged. They feel it helps stimulate productivity. Well, it didn't take long. The geniuses at the lab have developed the Delbarton Breakthrough Vaccine. And it's ready for rollout. Now, here's Gus Bodenheim with all the details on this breakthrough vaccine. Did I mention it's not just new and exciting, it's also a breakthrough?
Here at Delbarton Labs, it's cleanup time. Almost daily here, these scientists in white cloaks and real latex gloves meticulously sanitize nearly every nook and many crannies of the already pretty clean premises to ensure pristine science-type sterilescence as they ready a new batch of a breakthrough prophylactic injectable. I'm Gus Bodenheim, introducing you to the Delbarton vaccine. The breakthrough Delbarton vaccine supports wellness and in controlled studies has proven arguably more effective than placebo in containing, circumscribing, and contradicting all ad hominem symptoms of 12, count them 12, different and distinct pathogenic nuisances. This breakthrough treatment will seek and destroy pandemics, epizootics, hemi-semidemics, whoopsie-daisies, and weird bugs going around. And it comes in five delicious flavors: sriracha, pumpkin spice, chipotle, salted caramel, Chicago deep dish, and Texas barbecue. Yes, that was a sixth flavor. Another breakthrough coming at you hot and heavy. AstraZeneca, inauthentica. Pfizer, forget it. Moderna, obsoleta. If a cutting-edge breakthrough is what you need and who isn't, think Delbarton. Packed to the gills with the same heavy-duty chemicals and compounds used for decades by the Nobel Prize-winning scientists you've come to trust. Triple distilled to reduce toxicity with little to no backlash and second-guessing. Live a little, take a chance on health, and insist on the two-session Delbarton vaccine by name and do an end run around Big Pharma. A little jab will do ya. Thank you.
you pass that whiskey round. Now the way you acted, woo, look like it ain't no more whiskey round. Now you know I would have done bought one, but my change is awful slim. If you go along with me, Mr. Houseman, I declare to be too tight, Jim. Mr. Houseman, Mr. Houseman, why don't you pass that whiskey around? The way you acted, woo, look like it ain't no more whiskey around. Let me hear you, Mr. Piano Player.
Something. And there is something too. Well, they wasn't talking to me. I just had to be standing around and heard. Yeah, I heard. And what I heard. You know, they didn't buzz to me. I just happened to hear it. You know, Pinkney said that Salty said, but Salty didn't say where she got it. They come around and said that it was really a mess, though. I'm not going to say just too much about it. Because I only heard, you know. Yeah, I heard.
Well, come on, tell me a little about it.
No, I'm sorry. because I don't want the scandal to get out, see? You know, she said she couldn't hear so well, so yeah. Things was kind of quiet.
Uh-huh.
Boy, if it ever got out, they authorized.
Well, come on, tell me a little bit.
No, because I don't know whether you talk or not, you see? And if it's ever get out, it's too bad, but I only heard it, see?
All the wonderful music we just heard, we started out with Teddy Wilson on the piano with the blues in C sharp minor. Then Sonnyland Slim and his pals with No Whiskey Blues. And finally Don Redman and his orchestra with I Heard. This is the Old Codger on WFMU. Well, I saw my doctor again last week, and today I got the results of my blood test. It's red, and it's hot. Here at the Pout and Shanty, where we broadcast from the Old Codger Radio Show every week, I was still going through the listener mailbag. As mentioned last week, every letter that is accompanied by a check made payable to me. It was a fundraiser. It's still going on as far as I'm concerned. The check's got to be made payable to me, or you can send cash. Anyway, if you send a check or cash, your letter will be read. Lola Bell Pancake, my assistant, is drafting a form letter that we can send in response to every contributor. It will include an autographed photo of me. It was taken in the shanty recently by famed camerawoman Margaret Bork Bodenheim. And with the photo, you'll get a small Ziploc pouch of some 78 RPM shellac dust extracted from the grooves of a Lucille Bogan platter. Careful, that powder is dynamite. Now, the form letter, Lola Bell, is not coming along. Sadly, Lola Bell has had writer's block this past week. One big reason is that she misplaced her radio helmet, and without it, she can't think clearly. I'd buy her a new one, but there isn't one. She had the prototype. It was designed by Del Barton Couture. The consumer version of the radio helmet was never completed, so it never reached the market. So there are no other radio helmets, which is why when listeners compliment Lola Bell on the radio helmet and they ask her, hey, where can I buy one of those? The answer always is, forget it. Anyway, back to the mailbag. So one listener wrote, Dear Codger, your show is hilarious. I was listening on my phone. Really? I laughed so hard, I coughed blood all over the person standing in line next to me at the supermarket. Signed, Tony. Tony, you think my show is funny? You think I'm some sort of comedian? To you, the program is a joke? Oh, and you listen on your phone? Do people call you over your radio? Do you understand, Tony, how your toys work? Look, I'm going to refrain from further insults to Tony because Tony did send a nice check and he spelled my name correctly on the check. So I'll look for a response coming your way, Tony, in the mail soon. Don't snort the 78 shellac dust. It's not what your addled brain probably thinks it is. And now, in the program, Flip the Frog is off this week. Instead, we have a soundtrack from a major motion picture starring Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Now, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was very popular in movie theaters for about 10 minutes before he was supplanted in the hearts of movie-going Americans by Flip the Frog. That's great, isn't it? Even though I'm not airing a soundtrack from one of his major motion pictures this week, I still get to say Flip the Frog a bunch of times. It really doesn't work with Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. I'll need to work on my delivery. Anyway, here's the soundtrack. ¶¶
A little dance.
Put him right to the chin, left to the stomach. They're in a clinch. They're out of it. He's up. He's down. He's up. He's down. He's up. What a man.
My, my, my. Would you like to strell with me?
Yes, yes, yes.
My, my, my. Can't you make your eyes behave?
Honey, I'm as happy as can be.
My, my, my.
Take exercise, keep fit, and you'll be wise, that's it. Don't wise your size, whatever you do, keep fit, and take the air, don't flit. To your armchair you'll get, no medals there, whatever you do, keep fit. Punch that bag as if you're punching your opponent's head. Skip around, it might rebound and knock you out instead. Keep fit, now bend the knees, don't sit. Be careful, please, you'll split. Your do-re-mi's, whatever you do, keep fit. Keep fit, up on your toes, that's it. Each movement shows your bit of muscle grows, whatever you do, keep fit. Now skip, an hour or more, don't slip. Across the floor into the pub next door, whatever you do, keep fit. Punch that bag as if you're punching your opponent's head. Skip around, it might rebound and knock you out instead. Keep fit, you're doing swell, pull up that big dumbbell, pull up your shorts as well, whatever you do, keep fit. Keep fit, dodge in and out, swing left and right's about each hit. A mighty clout, whatever you do, keep fit. You call at your girl's flat, just call to have a chat, that's all. You stop at that, whatever you do, keep fit. Punch that bag as if you're punching your opponent's head. Skip around, it might rebound and knock you out instead. No place like bed at all in case you hear love scald your face. Turn to the wall, whatever you do, keep fit.
Bye.
Well, this week's show is coming to a close. When we finished up the set, actually opened up with Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, the soundtrack of the 1931 major motion picture Radio Rhythm. After that was George Formby, and he sang a song called Keep Fit. The Mouth Organ Singers did Steppin' Out. Then we heard a great duet, Stop Smith on the violin and Robert Crumb on the piano. It was called Fugue in Swing. It was recorded on a lacquer disc at West 46th Street, New York, in October 1944. And finally, we close out the program with Red Norvo and his orchestra and El Rojo. Well, this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Next week, I'll be back. Next week, we promise to have an update on the consortium's plan. That's the consortium being me, Remy Delbarton, and Booker T. Bodenheim, and our plan to buy WFMU and pull it out of its misery once and for all and turn it into something listenable and lucrative. We will be making WFMU an offer that no sane organization could refuse. Yes, I realize what I just said, a sentence in which the words WFMU and sane were mentioned, but it always is with an intervening negative. Anyway, just because the odds are against us does not mean we won't prevail. I think Ken Friedman is out of options. Also on next week's show, we will reveal that the rumored John Philip Sousa revival will not happen anytime soon. And finally, on next week's show, we will teach you how to clean up grimy 78 RPM records using just four things: a screwdriver, paint thinner, a blowtorch, and paid-up medical insurance. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'm the old codger. I'm not the father of old-time radio, just a sperm donor.
It's finished.
My poor dear boy. And that's why you don't want to hear the music anymore, because it reminds you of things you'd rather forget.
Yes.
Welcome to the Don Bourgeoisie Success in Real Estate Sales Be the House album. Now, I've never done anything like this before, made this sort of talk available. It's the sort of talk I give to other real estate agents or internationally, sometimes just known as estate agents. When we say estate, though, in the United States, we think of the possessions of the dead. And aren't really our human souls the possessions of the living? And our bodies a sort of house? And so I believe that where we live is sacred. Sometimes that space is literally sacred, like if you live in an old church. Now, I've sold lots of old churches to hippie couples. I don't say that in a bad way. Beautiful, wonderful, warm, creative hippie couples who see that church and think, this is something else. I've seen spaces where I've said, hey, this is a refrigerator repair storefront. But they look at it and they go, no, it's a loft or some other creative living space. And just maybe conversely, I've sold houses to people who have later gone on to illegally turn them into churches. So you're not supposed to do that. If you want to meet in a religious way, it's best that you advertise that and have a public, either a storefront or some freestanding structure, like a Quonset hut, and maybe you could get the congregants together to paint a mural on it to make it look less industrial and sterile. Now, something that helped me become a good seller of houses or real estate in general. What is an unreal estate? I'm not being a cute comedian. You don't have to be cute to be a comedian. I mean flippant. I'm not being comic on purpose. Oh, it'd be wonderful. I was inadvertently comic. A lot of times being funny is a great way to make a sale, but you're never sure the sense of humor of the buyer. It can really backfire. You think you're being funny, and they look at you as if you've insulted their god. And maybe you have, literally. You don't know. So err on the side of whimsy, perhaps. Be whimsical. Show up in a hat that's an unconventional color, but not so much it's going to create confusion. I think, what is this, a wizard that's trying to sell us a house? No. It's a very conventional person who doesn't mess around. So when we come down to brass tacks, if there's any involved, after the home inspection, sometimes that'll happen. Home inspector will say, this place is great, save for about 5 brass tacks. And then we'll negotiate, say, how about 4 brass tacks? Say, yes, because I'm tough. And then the fifth tack, what we'll do there is we'll get them to bend on something else. We'll get them to bend on their budget, so they're budging and bending. Now, that's another chapter, budging and bending. I'm going to start at the very beginning, though, with what any real estate agent, or as we referred to before, estate agent, or anybody who wants to sell property that's not property like someone's old switch plates that have Jesus or the flag on them, something you might sell at the flea market. I mean what they call real property, which is like a house or a tent. Not a permanent tent, though. Let's say you have a novelty restaurant called Mash Potatoes, and it's spelled like the show. And you say the theme is both the Korean War and taters. And we've mixed them together. So you've got the tubers and the horrible human crisis, and they're all together there in the human consciousness. When I was a child, my grandparents would take me to a restaurant that was called the something Air Squadron, 409 or some compelling number. And we would go there. It wasn't 666 Air Squadron. And we would go there, and they would have, the theme was Air War or something like that. But gosh darn it, they had a fine cheddar cheese soup, and I had never seen this before, and as a young man, it impressed me. They had Laurel and Hardy shorts playing on television sets, which hung from the ceiling. Now, normally, television sets would infuriate my grandfather, who didn't believe in watching television while you ate. He would say, eating is just eating. When you're eating, just do that. You don't do it in the toilet. You don't do it in the living room in front of the television set. You can do it poolside with lots of rules. So there's exceptions, but not very many. When you sit down to do something, I do it. Now, when I sit down to sell real estate, step one, I'm going to get to step, we say, that was all the introduction. Hey, take a look at the record. It hasn't gone very far. Your voice, Don, it soothes me. Almost to the point where I have to sit down. Start out sitting down. When I concentrate and I'm working in the office, I often sit down. I have to stand up sometimes so that I don't get leg blood clots. Now, I believe this happened to President Nixon. I don't know if his real estate experience was, but maybe it was informed by phlebitis. Now I begin by sitting down, and one of the first steps I think about is, how do I appear to a potential client. To sell a house, you have to sell it to someone. It's not enough to put the house on the market. Sometimes people say, I'm going to put the house on the market to test the waters. Well, you test the waters with your bare feet or your hands or some other part of your anatomy that's sensitive and that you trust. But I wouldn't test the waters with your house sales unless you intend to vacate the premises and turn the keys over to a new owner. Now, who would that be? So I don't want to sell to just anyone. For instance,